This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood, joined as always by my good buddy Jake Thomas. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, Stacy. Good to be back. It's, you know, been a couple, you know, a couple minutes, but hey, we're back and live. You're not live, but we're here. Do a great show. I'm excited.
No doubt about it. We're going to be talking about the SEC football schedule here in 2024, and what we'll do today is we'll kind of roll through each team's schedule. I give our overall thoughts on the schedule, who the toughest opponent is, maybe even who the easiest opponent is from an SEC standpoint. And then at the end of the show, we'll kind of wrap it up with who we think has the toughest schedule within the conference and who has the easiest road within the SEC. So excited to kind of talk about that and break that down team by team. A lot to look forward to. But if you're not already, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe today to our YouTube channel. Hit that bell notification so you don't miss any of our content here. We're also powered by the Believe Network, so you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you find your podcast, you can find Tide Talk Live. We also are presented by betonline.ag, and I'm going to tell you about those guys. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals. What a great NBA Finals matchup we have with the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics, the Stanley Cup Finals, every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played are available at BetOnline. So, and then when the game's over, head on over to the online casino, get in on the game of blackjack or poker, and just unwind with their over 150 slot games that they have there on their online casino. Head on over to the website today, get in on the action, use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. All right, Jack, we're fixing to dive into these SEC schedules. So I'm going to share my screen here. We're going to get it loaded up. Hopefully you guys can see that well. We're going to scroll through these, look at each team's schedule, give our overall thoughts on it, who the toughest opponent is, who the easiest opponent is, and we'll scroll through these 16 schedules now within the conference. Jake, right here, starting with Alabama. These are going to be in numerical order. A pretty tough SEC slate, Jake, especially when you dive into these road games and then you add in that home game versus Georgia. Just your overall thoughts on Alabama's 2024 SEC schedule.
Yeah, pretty much Kellen Boyer is getting thrown in the fire with his, you know, SEC slate for sure. You know, you open up SEC play with Georgia. Now, thankfully, we get them at home. And then, you know, a couple of weeks after that, it kind of gets a little tough, you know, a little easier with Vandy and South Carolina. You know, Vandy's going to be a little bit more improved, but still Vandy. No shot at Vandy, but, you know, it's just call a spade a spade. South Carolina is kind of turning downhill as well. At Tennessee is going to be a tough one. Missouri, it's a home. I think it's going to be okay. At LSU is the one I kind of concerns me, because it don't matter who the coach is at Alabama. It's always tough going to Death Valley. And it really doesn't have to be Alabama's any team that, for that matter. Death Valley is just tough to play at and win. So that's the biggest one I'm concerned about if I'm an Alabama fan.
Yeah, that's really tough. You mentioned the first for Kalen DeBoer, his first SEC coaching matchup is against Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. What a game that's going to be. But I think you look at those three road games in the last half of the season: at Tennessee, at LSU, home for Oklahoma, or at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You do get Missouri at home, But my goodness, that's a tough stretch. And not to mention that game at Oklahoma is a week before the Iron Bowl against Auburn. So that's also, that's a very intriguing matchup. And, you know, Alabama fans, we're not used to having to play that type of game before the Iron Bowl. You know, usually before that game, both Alabama and Auburn kind of schedule a cupcake. That way they can kind of relax for a week before, you know, getting ready for that rivalry matchup there around Thanksgiving. But no doubt it's a difficult schedule. I think ESPN ranks Alabama's overall schedule as the sixth toughest schedule in the country this year. So no doubt it's tough. And Kalen DeBoer is, like you said, being thrown to the fire in his first season as the Alabama head football coach.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. It's going to be a tough matchup. Glad to see, you know, no disrespect to the cupcakes, but glad to see tougher opponents and these new schedules as well.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, Arkansas, Jake. Now, usually they are always among the teams that have the toughest schedule in the country. And look, it's still very tough. I think ESPN ranks them 21st overall. But I think from an SEC standpoint, you know, I think you couldn't ask for a much better situation for Sam Pittman and what I think is a must-win season for him. I mean, so just look, when you look at their schedule, Jake, what stands out about it?
You know, you've got LSU and Ole Miss, and well, Ole Miss and Texas really back-to-back weeks. That really stands out. But, you know, like you said, it's a very favorable schedule. You know, there's potential there for this team to steal a couple upsets, I believe. So, you know, I think if they beat either Ole Miss or a Texas, it could set their season up nicely.
Yeah, that's what stands out to me is that their tough games are at home. Right. I mean, looking at that schedule, Jake, the toughest SEC game to me is on the road is at Missouri. You do have to go to Auburn pretty early on in the season, but I would say that's a winnable game for Sam Pittman and company. Mm-hmm. You know, at Mississippi State is a winnable game for those guys. So I like this schedule for Sam Pittman and what is a very important season for him. But look, that where you're playing Tennessee, LSU, then Ole Miss all within like a month from each other, that's a tough stretch. Then you play Texas the next week after Ole Miss. That's pretty tough. I'm with you, Jake. I think that November schedule for them is going to determine what type of season they have.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I think it all hinges on they. I feel like they're going to have to win one of those two games for them to have a successful season.
I the way I look at it, Jake, that in November they've got to win. They really need to win two of those three SEC games.
I agree.
And that's not going to be an easy task for those guys. No. So who knows? It could be a tough year, a tough offseason for Sam Pittman. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Auburn, Jake. You know, you look at their schedule, and it's not an easy one. I think ESPN ranks it fifth overall in the country for overall schedule strength. I mean, I think outside of the SEC schedule, it's – pretty favorable. I mean, A&M, Cal, New Mexico, UL Monroe, I think, you know, those are not very tough opponents for out of conference. So you got to think they're going to do well there. But then, Jake, you get to that SEC slate, you look at that stretch from October 5th to October 26th, and the season could start to get ugly for Freeze and the Tigers.
Yes, Stacey. What stands out to me is their first five games are at home. So, I mean, though, and every one of them, honestly, is very winnable matchups. So, like you mentioned, you know, right before they get into their heat of their schedule, they could be setting 5-0. They could be coming in with a lot of confidence. But honestly, Oklahoma is going to be a challenge at home for them. That's when their first, you know, their first real true test is. Then you got at Georgia, at Missouri, at Kentucky. Kentucky's, I don't think it's going to be no slouch this year. So that's you know, brutal, you know, right there for them, like you said, or not, you know, the stretch of October 5th or the 26th. So that really is going to hinge on their season right there. They really probably need to win one of those games in that stretch to have a successful season for Auburn standards.
Yeah, and look at their schedule, so weird looking.
It's, I know,
five straight home games, three straight road games, three straight road games, and then they end the year at Alabama. I'm not sure they win any of their road games.
No, it's a
brutal that's what game. Stands out to me. I'm not sure they win a single road game. So yeah. To me, if for Auburn to have a successful year two under Hugh Freeze, they better win every home game.
And you think about how the schedule is going to be next year. You flip that they're going to have a lot of road games in the next year. So we'll see how that goes for them.
Yeah, they have one of the more interesting schedules. Yes, I mean, it's fifth overall in the country, but the way it lays out for them, it's just so strange. So strange.
It is. Oh,
moving on to poor old Billy Napier and the Florida Gators, Jake. I mean, just look at that. Look at that schedule. I don't even know where to begin.
I just want to know what they did to make the SEC, the SEC, conference mad at them.
Yeah, what did they do to Greg Sankey?
Shoosh. Jeez.
You look, Jake, they draw, obviously, Tennessee. They obviously draw Georgia. They got to go to Texas. They have to play Ole Miss. They always play Florida State. Goodness gracious, Jake. That's one of the most brutal schedules I've seen in a long time.
I mean, November 2nd versus Georgia, that's a neutral site field. November 9th at Texas, November 16th versus LSU, November 23rd versus Ole Miss, end the season, of course, at Florida State. What a brutal schedule. And then the two above Georgia at Tennessee and versus Kentucky, those are no slouches either. So
I'm looking from Saturday, October 12th, mm-hmm. to Saturday, November 30th, I don't know that they win any of those games.
Honestly, I don't either.
I'm under the belief that Billy Napier is going to have this team improved.
Right.
But their schedule is so dang brutal that the record may not reflect that.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey. It is a brutal stretch there. Starting in October the 12th all the way, 2 months.
The good news for them, Jake, is I do believe they're capable of being undefeated up to October 12th.
I agree. But that means they only need to win one of those last six games.
Yeah, to be bowl eligible.
Right.
Do you think 5-7 or 6-6 is enough for Billy Napier to keep his job?
No, because I know the expectations of Florida are kind of high.
Yeah. By the way, Florida does have the number one toughest schedule, according to ESPN, in the country, which
no
is
no doubt.
No surprise. Good grief. I ain't going to lie. I don't even like Florida, but I feel bad for them.
No kidding.
All right, Jake. Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs looking to get back into the playoff, Jake, after losing the SEC championship game to Alabama last year and missing out. Still one of the best teams in the country, one of the best programs in the country. And, Jake, their schedule is not very easy. I mean, ESPN ranks them third overall in the country this season. It starts out with Clemson, but from an SEC standpoint, you look at their road games, Jake. I'm not sure from a road game perspective within the conference that it gets any tougher than what Georgia has to face.
Yeah, at Alabama is always going to be tough, at Texas and at Ole Miss. And one of the keys that I'm interested in, especially being an Alabama fan, is that September 28th matchup. Is it an Alabama effect or is it the Saban effect where he just cannot figure out how to beat Alabama? So with now Saban gone, is it the scripted aid that's keeping him, I guess, mentally blocked from – figuring out how to beat Alabama at their highest and when Georgia's at the highest. So I've really got my eyes on that one. And then November 9th, Ole Miss. Ole Miss, I feel like it's going to be sneaky good this year with all the transfers they brought in. This may be a grand opportunity for Lane Kiffin to finally put one over on Kirby Smart.
It could be. And that October 19th matchup at Texas will not be easy for Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs either.
Nope.
I'm not sure there's, like I said, a tougher – road schedule for an SEC team than what Georgia has with at Kentucky, at Alabama, at Texas, and at Ole Miss. So not going to be easy for Kirby Smart to navigate that schedule. But if anybody can do it with the talent they have in Athens, it's Kirby Smart and those guys. Speaking of Kentucky, Jake, let's look at what Mark Stoops has to look forward to this season. Once again, the number four overall strength of schedule in the country per ESPN entering the season. You got to think, looking at that first month, they probably only have one loss. those first four games, excuse me. But then at Ole Miss, you got to go to Florida, you got to go to Tennessee, you got to go to Texas. Of course, you host Georgia. To me, I'm not sure that they win any of those games, especially those road games.
Yeah, that's a pretty brutal stretch too for Kentucky on those road games. You know, the most winnable one there to me is Florida. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think after that, those road games, I don't think they're going to beat Texas for sure. And Tennessee's going to be a tough matchup. And they are not going to beat Ole Miss, I don't feel like. So, yeah, that's a brutal stretch on the road as well. But I still feel like maybe 7 wins in this team. I see that this year for sure. You know, and maybe, you know, that might be the ceiling for Stoops moving forward at Kentucky. I wonder what their mindset is, keeping him as coach, you know, for a couple more years.
Yeah, how does Kentucky kind of alter their expectations for the football program with Texas and Oklahoma now in the SEC? That is going to be interesting to see. When I look at this schedule, Jake, as weird as it sounds, that October 26th matchup at home versus Auburn could kind of be the catalyst of the season for those guys. Right. Yep. Because, you know, they're probably, to me, going to enter that game with 2 losses. And you know, if they can get that win against Auburn, that would go a long way into them maybe going 8-4, you know, in this season. So I think that's a very important game for Mark Stoops and the Kentucky Wildcats.
I agree, Stacey.
All right. Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers.
Family.
I think they got, from an SEC standpoint, it's you know, relatively favorable, you know. I'm looking at it, Jake. I don't see Texas. Mm-mm. I don't see Georgia. Mm-mm. So I think you have to feel good about that if you're an LSU fan. How is this team going to look post-Jaden Daniels, post-Malik Nabers, post-Brian Thomas, those elite offensive players they had last year? But look, you look at that first month of the season, they should be undefeated. And then they get a week off and they host Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels, which is going to kind of kickstart the second half of that season and is probably going to go a long way in determining what type of season they have there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got pretty much your toughest matchups at home, so that's a good thing for LSU. But it seems the 2 games, October 19th, October 26th, at Arkansas and at A&M, something always squirrely goes wrong in those games. It seems like either one of those games for LSU. So, you know, pin those two games to keep an eye on, because it just always gets fun in those type of games against Arkansas or A&M for LSU. Something just crazy happens, but you had the toughest games that you have, they're all at home, so that's a plus for you if you're an LSU fan,
no doubt about it. And how weird is it to see LSU wrapping up the season against Oklahoma in Baton Rouge? that is so strange, but I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, me too, man.
The Mississippi State Bulldogs, another team that I feel just extremely sorry for, and you just look no further than those 2 games back-to-back at Texas and at Georgia.
Brutal.
Welcome Jeff Lebby to the SEC.
Yeah.
By the way, Mississippi State has the second toughest schedule in 2024, according to ESPN. And looking at that, I can see why. I mean, you're talking about, look at that 4-game stretch, Florida – Texas, Georgia, and A&M. Mm-hmm. And then you wrap up the season with at Tennessee, home for Missouri, and at Ole Miss. I mean, they have a few stretches there where it is tough.
Yeah, it's very tough. And you looking at this, you know, schedule is like, oh yay, we don't have to deal with Alabama anymore. But then you have at Texas, at Georgia, you know, A&M, I don't think it's going to be no slouch. We already talked about Arkansas. Then at Tennessee versus Missouri, at Ole Miss. I mean, just two brutal, you know, three weeks there for the Bulldogs team and Jeff Lebby. That's another, like you said, wake up call. Welcome to the SEC. Here's your schedule and have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm struggling to find how they become bowl eligible this year, Jay. I really am.
I mean, I see at you know, four games, you know, that's winnable. Mm-hmm. Maybe three at most, but other than that, it's tough, man. It's a very tough schedule
for them. Yeah, to me, really anything 6-6 or better would be massive for Jeff Lebby.
I agree 100%.
All right, Missouri, to me, Jake, has the most laughable SEC schedule that I can ever remember, especially considering we're welcoming in Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, Jake.
Right.
I mean, it's just, first of all, the non-conference slate is a complete joke.
Mm-hmm.
Your first SEC game is home for Vanderbilt. You go to A&M, that's semi-tough. You have Auburn at home, semi-tough. At Alabama is the toughest game you got all season long. Home for Oklahoma. And then, I mean, those last three games are against teams that are probably going to be around last in the SEC. So I just what Eli Drinkwitz, you know, got sprinkled with some fairy dust and got one of the most favorable SEC draws that I can remember in a long time.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey. I mean, you look into that schedule, they're two hardest games. They are going to be on the road at A&M and at Alabama, but other than that, I mean, it is very laughable.
Yeah, I mean, 11-1 is not out of the question for those guys.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at a team that could be 11-1 and not really be that great of a team.
Right. I was fixing to make that point. They could be in the college football playoff at 11-1, which really will be probably at 11-1, and and then get absolutely curb stomped by whoever they play the next week, because they may have a good team because their record shows at 11-1, but they're not a great team. Yeah. So be wary of that. And, you know, we'll just see how it plays out, but it is a very laughable schedule for sure.
It is. All right. One of the new teams, Jake, the Oklahoma Sooners. It's a tough schedule, Jake. I think it's seventh overall, according to ESPN, in terms of strength of schedule. But you look at it, they get to stay at home for the first, you know, month of the season for the most part before traveling to Auburn. Of course, Texas is a neutral site game, and you never know what's going to happen in that game. Sure. But they do have to go to Ole Miss. They do have to go to Missouri. They have to play Alabama and LSU back-to-back weeks. So pretty tough SEC schedule for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, it is, Stacey. You know, their first, you know, 4 to 5, 6 games look fairly winnable for them. The catalyst is going to be that September 21st game against Tennessee. We'll see what Oklahoma can bring to, you know, to the SEC. And then, you know, Texas is always a fun game, the Red River rivalry, say that 3 times fast. And then, you know, other than that, they do have a very favorable schedule. You got to go to Ole Miss. That's going to be tough. Missouri, we just talked about them. At LSU is going to be tough. And then Alabama, you get them at home. But, you know, other than that, you have a really, really favorable schedule coming in to year one, the SEC.
Yeah, it's not super easy, but it's not obviously the most difficult either. Oklahoma is one of the teams I'm watching this year because I really just don't know what to expect from them. I really don't.
I know. You're right.
All right. Lane Kiffin, Jake, and the Ole Miss Rebels. Talk about a team with expectations entering this season. I mean, I think it's playoff or bust for these guys this year. And a lot of that is because they've done a lot of good work in the portal. And a lot of it is because, you know, from an overall standpoint, the schedule is not just so unmanageable that they can't have a good year. I mean, you avoid Texas and you avoid Alabama. You do get Georgia, but I think for the most part, it's something that you can handle.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. It is something that you can handle. I think the big game, I know everybody's looking at that November 9th matchup with Georgia, but I think their key is going to be October 12th at LSU. If they can beat LSU at, you know, in Baton Rouge, it's going to set them up perfectly for the rest of the season. Give mm-hmm. them the confidence they need to say, hey, we got Georgia coming in into our house. We can hang with the big boys and we can beat them. So I think it's all going to hinge on the October 12th matchup.
That's a great point. And I think I kind of look at it, those two games, because they play at LSU, then they're off a week before going to Oklahoma, or before hosting Oklahoma.
Right.
Those are two really important weeks. That 3 week stretch with the game at LSU, the bye week, and then home for Oklahoma is real pivotal for Lane Kiffin in this program. And I really do believe that it's playoff or bust for the Rebels. There's a lot of expectations for those guys entering this season.
I agree.
All right, South Carolina, Jake, Shane Beamer. Is this a make or break season for Shane Beamer?
Yeah, I think it is, honestly.
Well, what do you think about that schedule? To me, it's tough, but it's manageable.
Yeah. You know, your first three games, there's a stretch there, October 5th through the 19th. You got Ole Miss, at Alabama, at Oklahoma. That's not very favorable, but, you know, that's tough. But, you know, there are some games there that they can win. And South Carolina always has an upset, it seems like, under Shane Beamer every year. They can sneak up and get Clemson again. They can sneak up and beat, you know, an Ole Miss or beat an LSU. So I think if they have an upset-minded team and win one or two that you don't expect them to, I think they could have a decent season.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this, because you brought it up. They always pull off an upset. They will win one of the three between home for LSU, home for Ole Miss, and home for Missouri. They're going to win one of those three games.
I agree.
Because something magical will happen, and Shane Beamer will pull a rabbit out of the hat, and they'll somehow pull off the upset. So I wouldn't take it to the bank, but I'm pretty confident they'll win at least one of those three home matchups against one of those really good opponents.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I think one of those three they can definitely upset.
All right. Getting close, Jake, to wrapping up. Tennessee Volunteers. It's a pretty tough schedule, Jake. I mean, you look at what they have at Oklahoma on September 21st. They got to go. They got Florida and Alabama in back-to-back weeks. They got that four-game stretch at home, though, before they have to go to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. So I think it's while it's tough, the way it's kind of set up, I think they can manage it. Tennessee can, for that matter.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey. If Tennessee loses more than three games this season, I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a down season for them, because three, you know, only three losses and this type of schedule is very doable for them. So 9-3 season, I can see happening for the Tennessee Volunteers. They've got a very, really favorable schedule. October 12th through the 2nd, you get, you know, three home games. Georgia's always going to be tough, but you get some confidence. You may lose that Alabama game, but the other three games leading up to the Georgia game, you're going to have probably wins in. So that kind of give you some confidence. But, it's very favorable for them.
I agree with you, Jake. Anything under 9-3 would be a disappointment for this team.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right, another new addition to the conference, Jake, the Texas Longhorns. They made the playoff under Sark last season. I think for their first year in the SEC, they kind of got it made.
Yeah, look at that.
I mean, to me, it's they may have the second easiest SEC schedule behind Missouri.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I mean, that the first game you open up with in the SEC slate is Mississippi State. I mean, that's a cakewalk. I mean, that 2 week stretch, the 12th and the 19th, that's your toughest stretch in the SEC slate, honestly.
And then the rest of the games are probably not going to be close.
Right, I agree.
Now, I'll say this: that A&M game to end the year, that is going to be something to behold.
I'm glad they put that the last game of the season.
Me too, and I'm glad the first matchup is in College Station. That is going to be an elite atmosphere. Let's hope that A&M is at least respectable enough that it makes it a big enough game that you know everybody's going to be excited for, because I think that could be a sneaky upset of the year top scenario for Texas.
I agree that I want to have that one circled for sure, just because of the rich history that, you know, it comes with that rivalry back in the day, and then A&M leaving the Big 12 to come to the SEC. Now Texas is now entering the SEC. Mm-hmm. So it's just all there to makings, including Arkansas. That's going to be one to watch as well, because hopefully Arkansas can get up for that game as well.
Yeah, you know, they beat Texas in Fayetteville a couple years ago. So
right.
That's going to be really, really interesting. Speaking of Texas A&M, Jake, mm-hmm. You know, I think if you're Mike Elko, you know, obviously it's a lot of tough matchups, but for the most part, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. I can see very winnable games. Florida going to Florida is going to be tough, but that's, you know, the way Florida is, it could be a winnable game. Arkansas, you know, it could be a winnable game. Missouri is going to be your first, I feel like, tough test. Mississippi State, bless their hearts, even being, you know, Mississippi State being at home, I don't think it's going to be much of a challenge. I would circle two games to be successful for Mike Elko's first year. That is the LSU game, October 26th, and then Auburn, November 23rd. If he wins one of those two games, I think the rest of the way they set up pretty well. If he wins both of those games, they could easily win eight games.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm looking at it, Jake, and I see that there's about six games that if they could honestly split those six games and go 3-3, mm-hmm. that would be phenomenal for Elko and the Aggies. I really believe that.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey.
That's a really interesting team this year.
It is. I really like Mike Elko as a coach. I think he's going to do really good things. He did really good at Duke, and I think he's going to do something good at A&M.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this year. All right, Jake, we're going to wrap it up with poor old Vanderbilt, Jake. I don't know what to say. It don't matter who's on their schedule in the SEC. They're not going to win a lot of SEC games, Jake. I mean, I'm trying to look at this schedule and find a win for the Commodores in SEC play.
Yeah, you know, we on my other show that I do on Wednesday nights, SC After Dark, we call them the Vandy State Aggadors, because pretty much the entire New Mexico State team has moved over to Vandy after. Two things interesting about Vandy. This schedule, I'm with you. I don't see a lot of wins besides the out-of-conference, you know, slate. Virginia Tech's a really good team to open up with out-of-conference, but other than that, you know, they have some very out of conference schedule is really good for them. SEC is terrible, but Vandy, you know, you have the career wins record, you know, against Texas. You own them like 5-1 or something like that in your history. So circle that game October 26th and see what happens there. And then at Auburn, you just lost to them this past year, just to make Auburn be one ahead of you in their all time wins. So I'm sure they're gonna have that one circled, try to get it back to 500. So that's really the only two teams that Vandy has ever had much success against. So other than that, yeah, it's gonna be a brutal start. But I will say, if they go 3-0 to start the season, open up that at Missouri, they go to Missouri, they're gonna have some confidence. But it's probably gonna get trashed after Missouri, because then you got Alabama after Missouri. So you're going to get walloped by, you know, both teams, you know, in back-to-back weeks.
And I'll give Clark Lee the shout out. I think he has improved the roster.
Yeah.
Overall, I think they'll be at least competitive in some of them games where in most seasons they're not even competitive. So I'll give the Commodores that, but it is going to be tough for those guys to come away with a good record this season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough for Vandy, and now you're bringing in two elites into the conference. They just like, come on, man. Can we bring in some cupcakes for a change to help us out a little bit? But yeah, I feel sorry for Vandy. They're good in baseball, you know.
Yeah, they got that going for them.
Yep.
All right, guys. Hey, that's been our rundown of the SEC schedules this year. Going to be a fun season in college football, especially in the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma joining the conference. Can't wait for that to roll around here. It'll be here before we know it. So excited about that. Make sure you do like, share, and subscribe to our channel today. We're free and available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well, part of the Believe Network. Also, tell a friend about our show, whether it's you're an Alabama fan just or an SEC football fan. We talk about it all here on Tide Talk Live, so make sure you let your friends know about our show here. We are powered by or presented by the betonline.ag, so make sure you head on over to their website today. You know, make your bets on the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup, play on their online casino, just whatever you'd like to do there. Head on over there today and use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. But that's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We look forward to being back with you again soon. But until then, roll tide.
Roll tide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.